Chapter 5. The Pioneer. In the village the next morning, criers ran through the streets calling to the people of Sparks. They told them to bring out all their old blankets, pillows, towels, and rags, and any clothes they no longer needed. They were to heap these on the street in front of their houses. From the storehouse, people collected food, things that didn't need to be cooked, like apples from the prior fall and dried apricots, and bread and big hunks of cheese. Dune, who had gotten up at the first sign of light in the sky, watched these preparations with rising excitement. By midday, a caravan was moving southward out of the village. It was composed of strange vehicles that the villagers called truck wagons, or just trucks. They were made of rusty metal and had four fat black wheels. At the front was a boxy part, like a metal chest with a rounded top. And behind that was a higher box with two seats in it, where the drivers sat. The back of the truck was flat. This was where the crates of supplies were loaded. Attached to each of these trucks by sturdy ropes were two big, squarish, muscular animals, by far the most enormous animals Dune had ever seen. They made snuffling noises, and sometimes a low sort of groan. "What are they?" Dune asked someone walking near him.
"Oxen," the man answered.
"Like cows, you know, that milk comes from."
Dune had never heard of cows. He had thought milk came as powder in a box. He didn't say this, of course. He just nodded.
"And what does truck mean?" he asked.
He understood the wagon part. The man looked surprised.
"Just means truck," he said. "You know what people used to drive in the old times?"